We stepped onto a ledge about 4 feet wide, and as far as I could see was another ledge in a large circle. Behind the ledge, embedded to the earth, were jail cells, as I described earlier, one beside the other, and they were about a foot apart, with dirt in between. Jesus said, "These are 17 miles high, starting from the bottom of hell. Sin and demonic powers have put many souls here. You shall see and talk to many souls, my daughter, that were in witchcraft and who worked all kinds of abominations against God. Many of these have been here for hundreds of years, souls that would not repent, but worked evil against the Lord. People with familiar spirits, sorcerers, drunkards, evil women and men who would not repent. There are also others in these jail cells of other types of demonic works. Here are many people who worked much evil against the Lord. Many people knew to do good but would not. Evil and sin was in their life. Jesus said, my child, reprove the people. Behold, let those who hear understand. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Forsake evil, do good. Repent unto God in my name. I am the door, said Jesus. These things are faithful and true. He said, come and follow me. I walked on beside the Lord. I looked down to the center of hell where all the activities were, and there was a dim yellow light which filled the entire area. I could hardly make out the forms because as far as I could see, there was many, many cells ahead. I said, surely the ones in these cells could not be more horrible than the ones in the pit. I heard cries and moans and screams coming from the cells and was feeling very sick inside. Sorrow filled my heart. Jesus said Satan has many ways to deceive people, many ways he uses to get people to turn from the true and living God, by temptation of drugs, strong drink, whoredom, witchcraft, idol gods. Many fall into sin. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We began to walk on. A sound I began to hear got louder and louder. About 25 feet ahead, or every 25 feet, I saw a large demon about the size of a large bear. Great cries came from the inside of each cell. I walked very close to the Lord. Soon Jesus stopped in front of a cell. A light filled the area. Jesus made the light. I looked about me. There was dim yellow lights in many, many places, and I could make out in clear detail the area where we were. As we looked, brothers and sisters, this is what I saw. Truly, this is what I saw. A skeleton form of an old soul set in a type of chair, a rocking chair. I don't know why this woman seemed to look it real and then vanish into a skeleton form. I was shocked. Nothing was in this dirt cell except this old chair. The cell's walls were made of clay dirt and molded into the earth. And the only part of the cell that was metal was the front door. Oh, my Lord, how horrible to behold. I looked at the old woman, and for a second or so she seemed to have real flesh, color mixed with gray. She rocked back and forth, and as she did, tears rolled down her cheeks. I screamed and said, oh, my God, why is she here? She was in great pain, and I wondered, oh, my God, what had she done? All of a sudden, the old woman began to change forms. I was in shock as I saw this. Great cries of pain came from her. There seemed to be a constant changing of her features, and then she would return back into her skeleton form. When she saw Jesus, she cried, O Lord, have mercy upon me. Let me out of this place of torment. She sat up in the chair and reached her old bony hands out to Jesus, but could not touch him. And she changed again. I stood beside Jesus, and in horror and astonishment, I said, oh, my Lord, what is happening? She said, Jesus, I know now your love is real. I know your love is true. Let me out, let me out. Cries of despair came from her, In horror, I watched as part of her flesh began to be removed by something. Jesus said, "My child, she's not what she appears to be." She fell back into the chair, still suffering in hell. Only a skeleton form remained, and a dirty mist inside that was her eternal soul. Black burning holes remained where eyes should have been. Empty socket, moans, and cries of regret came from within her. Oh, how sad was this woman. Jesus said, "Many times while on earth I called her to repent." She said, "I have no time for you, Lord. I like the things I am doing. I like serving Satan. Him I will follow." She laughed at the ones I sent to tell her of my love and my power to deliver her from evil. She enjoyed the evil she did. She would not listen. She was in witchcraft. From a child, she was taught to practice witchcraft. The powers of darkness were in her family. Many of her people are in hell today because they would not repent of their evils. She caused many harm to many people. She was a worshiper of Satan. They loved darkness more than light. They served Satan all their lives. And when the gospel was told them, they rejected the truth and would not repent of their evils. Jesus looked at her with great pity. "It is too late now, too late. If only she'd given her heart to Jesus," I thought. The old woman began to cry and shake and cry out to Jesus for mercy. How pitiful, an awful, awful thing to be lost in hell. Jesus said after death she arrived here. She was deceived into believing Satan's lies. Satan told her that he would give her a kingdom and that she would never die. My friends, you need to hear what God is revealing to you, to all of you who are in the occult, who worship the devil. Please listen. I beg you to open up your heart unto Jesus and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. Jesus said Satan told her that she would never die and would serve him forever and that he was the giver of life eternal. Satan is full of lies. He deceived her right into hell, and this is her torment. This is her kingdom. She thought when she came here that she would still carry on her evils. This is her end. And then she'll be cast into a lake of fire to be burned for eternity at the day of judgment where the beast and the false prophet shall be. Jesus said, "In hell you remember all you did on earth. You remember all who came and told you about the way of truth and of salvation and about my power to forgive sins. There is no excuse." The scriptures say in Luke 16:25, "Son, remember that thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But he is comforted, and now thou art tormented." Jesus said, "So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth, and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire." Matthew 13:49-50. And the Apostle John, in relating his visions of the beast and the false prophet, said, "They were both cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone." Revelation 19:20. My friend, the Word of God is true and it does not lie. I pray that you grab hold of these truths and shout it everywhere you go. And tell the people there's a living, burning hell. Tell the people in the cult world to wake up. Tell the people that are in idol worship to wake up and stop their sinning and turn unto a living God and to quit worshiping false gods and false idols. God means what he says. He wants to give his people joy. He wants to give his people love. He wants to give his people deliverance and power from these evils. "There's no excuse," saith the Lord, "for those who know the wages of sin is death." If she had repented before death, truly repented, I would have forgiven her and saved her soul and set her free. But she would not listen. This is her end.